What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Look, I won't run through all the detail, but what has happened this morning, shortly after 8 o'clock, a man's been shot multiple times, it says here, by police in Warree. It's understood the man threatened police with a weapon, 8 a.m, resulting in officers opening fire. Reports from the scene indicate the driver of the stolen police car doused himself in petrol to avoid being tasered by officers after crashing the patrol car due to the potential of electricity from the dart igniting the flammable liquid. It does say he's being worked on by paramedics. This was some time ago now. This report came through. It followed a dramatic peak-hour pursuit of a stolen police car, which ended in a multi-vehicle crash and reports of a gunshot. Police became aware one of their own vehicles had been stolen. It was observed driving outbound Mulgrave Road, ignoring road rules, driving dangerously. All police units were ordered to box in the stolen vehicle. At 8:15, a multi-vehicle crash involving that stolen police car, corner Sondrio and Torino, outside the Warree IGA. Paramedics were called to the scene, cordon set up following reports of a smoking electric vehicle understood to be involved in the crash. The police service have issued a short statement on this unfolding incident, but we're told that there'll be no immediate release of any more news until the whole crisis has been brought to an end. Now, I just put a call through to Brett Olds on another matter, the Division 9 councillor, but obviously he'd be aware of these reports coming through. I mean, we have been going through a sheer nightmare, Townsville and Cairns, with this explosion of crime, well, fundamentally by children. The cohort is very well known to us all. So many of us have suffered from the ravages of this particular group of people, fundamentally driven by hatred and envy, I presume. But the amount of crime being committed by 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds now, and the confrontations, the physical confrontations, are completely out of hand. But I don't think anybody had imagined that what we're hearing about this morning would be emerging in our midst. A stolen police car, this standoff, police shooting. It's just beyond the pale, but we've been headed that way for some time without any effective intervention from our leadership in far-off Brisbane. Now, I've got Brett Olds, the Division 9 councillor, on the line. Brett, your thoughts on these developments?
Yeah, g'day, John. I'm not the same details that you've just said, because I've only read online the Cairns Post, what they've put out, but it's a bigger issue, like you're saying. It brings you back to that thought I always say, what you tolerate, you will not change. Mm. And we've become a very tolerant society with people doing the wrong thing and letting them get out and be recidivist offenders.
Yes.
If you remember back into the 90s, we used to always hear about South Central LA and all the gang fights and all the bad stuff that happened there. And it's like, and it was a place you didn't want to go. Like, you're like, if I'm ever traveling to the United States, I'm not going to go to South Central LA because I'll get killed, right? What do you think this is doing for our reputation as Australia, as far north Queensland, as Cairns, this big tourist mecca? And people might say, well, that's a bit of a stretch. I'm like, we are tolerating it. We're only going in one direction. Mm. 30 years ago, and I've lived here for over 30 years, you didn't hear about these stories all the time. This wasn't happening. Police cars weren't getting stolen. People weren't getting shot in the streets of Cairns. Now you've got girls getting stabbed in Smithfield. You've got kids at school getting raped. You've got all this stuff. So our society is going in the wrong direction, and it has been for decades. And it's lack of leadership from the very top, because they've become very tolerant. No, it's not the poor victim, the poor criminal. The victim's the criminal.
Mm.
It's not that person that's stabbing other people. That's the criminal.
Yes,
that's the perpetrator. Mm. That's the one that needs to be punished. And look, I've said for ages, and other people a lot smarter than me, psychologists and the like, you've got to work with kids from the youngest age possible. Yes, but the ones that are 12, 13, 14 now, we can't go back to when they were 6 months old, 3 years old, and start. They have to, crime and punishment, there has to be an action, there has to be a negative consequence for that negative action. You have to deal with it in three stages. Then you need to start working with families of kids that are looking like they're on the wrong path. And you can work with school principals and different guidance counselors, the police can and the state. And then you've got to work at the lower level with the younger kids. But you can't just say, we're going to ignore everything from the older kids now and just start working on the younger kids, so in a generation, because we've got a big problem now. It's been allowed to happen.
Yes.
And you know what? It's not just the government's problem. it's our society. People don't speak up enough because they're scared of being shouted down.
Yeah.
And when you go talk to your private circles and your sporting groups, your church groups, your friendship groups, whatever your groups you hang out with, and you talk, we're all sick to death of it. But when do we all stand up together and say enough is enough? So we've all got to take some responsibility, I think, including myself, all of us as a society, because we're all part of this one big village. And we're either going to keep tolerating and keep our mouths shut because we don't want to be shouted down for being like, you hate these kids or you hate these criminals. No, I don't hate anyone, but I don't like someone out there driving a stolen car, especially a police car of all things. Like, how embarrassing for the police force.
Mm.
You've just had your own car stolen, mate. How's that feel? But now you feel like all the other thousands of people in Cairns that have their cars stolen. But you can't snap your fingers and have a silver bullet. Mm. But we need to, I think, as a society, stand up and start demanding more out of our leaders. That's our job. And then if our leaders aren't doing the job, kick them out and get someone else in, give them a go. If they don't do the job, kick them out too, until we finally get someone to treat this like the problem it is.
Well, we've got an opportunity coming up in October this year, and I would hope, and particularly given your call to the people of this city, we will enter into altogether the most intense of debates on this matter. We now know just how hopelessly out of control it is, what a train smash our so-called juvenile justice system is. It's an insult to the law-abiding people of this state, and particularly up here in North Queensland, Townsville, Cairns, particularly suffering. But do we get any focus on any attention? None whatsoever. Between now and October, if you've had a gutful, please enter into this debate. Brett's got an excellent argument there. We've got to all be involved in this, and don't be shy. It can't go on. Brett, I actually called you this morning because I need some commentary on this particular matter. Now, I know you've got strong views on it, particularly recently with this information coming out now saying, oh, no, but crocodiles don't travel far from where they were born, and this lovely a sensitive discussion about the welfare of crocodiles. But the reality is they're invading the environs of this city, which is now, up to a population of 170-odd thousand. Now, it reads here, a dangerous crocodile stalking domestic and farm animals has been captured after evading rangers for almost a month. It's virtually 4 metres long. This is the real deal. 3.9 metres ensnared in a trap on a private property, Herbert River, Cordelia, on Sunday. And another one also caught in a trap at Ross River in Townsville. And it just goes on and on. I mean, they say, but they'll be relocated to designated facilities. This was 4 metres long before it's trapped. And the danger, I mean, imagine the danger that's represented for an extended period of time. Rangers had to relocate a wandering freshwater crocodile that strolled into a service station in Condon on Tuesday. Really, this is out of control. Once again, we've got a matter of, we'll look the other way, because we don't want to make a big noise about it because we'll be deemed insensitive by the green movement. Seriously, human lives are here at risk in our city because of this growing number of crocodiles emerging from outside the city and arriving in our waterways inside the city.
It's on the similar lines of what we're just talking about, and now I'm worked up, I'll keep going. it's what you tolerate, you won't change, and we've become tolerant, and we don't want to get yelled down by the greenies, they call them the crocs were here first, all that movement. As soon as you stand up and say, I want to go swimming here, they're like, you're a human, you've got no rights. The crocodile was here first. It's like, guys, you don't have to be Einstein to figure out that the variables keep changing. We have more humans living here than we've ever had. The crocodiles aren't getting shot like they used to be back in the 50s, 60s and 70s. So they're coming back to what people call their natural numbers. But now it's not a natural because you've got more people living here, more humans. Roads have been put in, houses. People are saying, come live here, pay your rates, pay your taxes. But it's not safe. When you've got, like, you didn't just have the one in Cordelia down Ipswich and the one in Townsville and that little freshie going in for a Mars bar at the service station. I mean, but you've got, a couple of weeks ago at Ralston, north of Townsville, a lady was just tubing down a beautiful freshwater river and put her camera underneath to take a photo and see what she could film.
Yeah.
There was a 3-metre crocodile right underneath her.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not going to take much. And I keep saying this to the greenies that a lot of them hate me, right? There's like, you want to kill crocs. I don't want to kill crocs. I just don't want to see crocs kill humans.
Mm.
And I'm like, if that happens, the second that happens, that silent majority, and I said this last time we spoke, is going to become a very loud majority, and they'll be putting pressure on the government to cull them. So if you want to save a cull and stop a cull, you need to ask the state government, to implement their current crocodile management plan they have in a proactive manner. That's that simple. go out there, look for these things in around swimming rivers, around boat ramps, around beaches that we're telling people to come and swim. And it's 40 hours a week have rangers out there in urban areas,
yes,
removing them right down to the egg. It's if we don't manage this problem, I'm not Nostradamus. We've been saying this for years. Everyone's like, well, no one's died. Well, actually, in the last 8 years, I think there's been 7 people killed up here in North Queensland by crocodiles. So it is happening, but the second it happens at a local beach, you watch what will blow up. You watch the worldwide news, and you watch what the locals will call for. So for the greenies out there that love these crocs, and I'm not saying I don't like crocs, I just don't like them swimming with my bloody kids or my dogs. We just need, in urban areas, to proactively enforce the management plan that exists. Mm. It's not rocket science, guys, because if we don't, I promise you, the worst will happen. It'll be, and if anyone's never seen it, go online, Google crocodile attack, watch what it looks like when a crocodile attacks a pig or anything else. It's really gross, it's shocking, it's traumatizing. If someone films a kid at a local beach, a Palm Cove or Clifton Beach or wherever, getting ripped to shreds by a crocodile, and that goes out, that goes viral, forget about tourism for a few years here, and forget about keeping the silent majority silent. They will arc up. So let's manage the problem now, or keep tolerating it and say, no, they were here first, and we'll eat your kids, see how you feel.
Good on you, Brett. Really appreciate this contribution. Thank you.
No worries, mate. You have a good week.
Division 9 Cairns Councillor Brett Olds.